wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Who will go to hell fire? Let Jesus answer, for he knows. When that old deceiver, the devil, cannot trick persons to believe that there is no hell fire, then he tries to make them think that they are too good to go to such a place. But if a person goes to heaven, he must first realize that he deserves to go to hellfire. It is hell-bound and hell-deserving sinners that Jesus rescues from that broad road to destruction. Jesus Christ, the judge of all men, has power to cast into hell. Who then are those whom he will consign to the fire that never shall be quenched? We shall learn from his own plain words. First, he will put the wicked into hell. When he warned of that furnace of fire, as he called it, he declared that there would be cast into it the children of the wicked one, who live like their father, for they do iniquity. Devilish deceivers say, we are all God's children, and you wouldn't put your child into a fire. That is false, for only those who are born again are God's children. God won't put his children into hell, but he will put the children of the devil there. The Old Testament had said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And our Lord maintained that same truth. But today the devil has whizzed in his deception, telling people that no one goes to hell for his sins, but just because of his unbelief, and that the Holy Spirit only convicts people of the sin of unbelief. But the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, in which he condemns all men for their sins. And he warns, saying, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Neighbor, the Lord Jesus tells you that your evil living will bring you to hell fire, saying, the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Your sins will cost you eternally. Why not repent of them and forsake them and be numbered with those who do good because they have been converted and changed by the Lord Jesus Christ? Our Lord thus insists that his people live good and not wicked lives. We maintain that standard of real Christianity and declare that those who live in wickedness are not Christians at all, but only hypocrites. Christ's salvation makes saints out of sinners, assets out of liabilities. Second, our Lord consigned all religious hypocrites to hell fire, saying, hypocrites, how shall ye escape the damnation of hell? Churches, synagogues, cathedrals, and temples are full of those religious hypocrites. They frequent the drinking, gambling dens and then parade themselves in the church choir. That's why the visiting evangelist preaches to the choir. He knows there are plenty of religious hypocrites among them. Religious hypocrisy leads to the damnation of hell. Third, our Lord said the selfish would go to hell fire. He showed that selfish farmer pulling down his barns and building greater to have it all for himself, and then his awful end as God required his soul of him. Then the Lord Jesus showed us a rich man in hell fire, crying, I'm tormented in this flame. He lived in selfish ungodliness, heeding not the beggar's cry for crumbs, but gratifying his own lusts and appetites. He lived for himself and ended in hellfire. To the rich young ruler, our Lord said, go, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and come, take up thy cross, and follow me. It meant the end of all his selfish life, if he would belong to Christ. Neighbor, if you make yourself number one, living for self, then I warn you that the burnings of hell await you. I know it's natural for a man to think of himself first, but the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Christ died for us, that they who live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Our Lord Jesus consigned the selfish to the pit. Neighbor, how do you stand before his judgment? Do now resign yourself and turn to Christ, the one who said, it is more blessed to give than to receive, and know the joy of the Christian life. This mark of Christianity is worldwide. See the mission stations with their schools, hospitals, and orphanages, and also the rescue missions, reaching out the hand of Christian kindness to the outcasts. This is Christianity the world over. It is not selfishness, but sacrifice, and well it should be, for we are the followers of Jesus who gave himself in sacrifice for us. Fourth, our Lord consigned the enlightened to hell. They had light, but not life. Of them he said, ye search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they who testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. And of such our Lord also said, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. Capernaum was enlightened by our Lord's words and works, but would not repent of her sins and receive him as Lord and Savior. Neighbor, you may be enlightened at a family altar and in a Bible-believing church, and yet you yourself, like Capernaum, bound for hellfire. You lack that personal experience with the Lord Jesus. Fifth, our Lord showed us that Abraham's son was in hellfire. In hell he called him Father Abraham, and Abraham called him son. Yet the devil today is deceiving Christian parents and their children too, as he quotes a verse, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And he tells them that if one believes, then God has promised to save the whole family. Be not deceived. As sure as the wicked sons of godly parents live on in their sins, they shall die in their sins and go to hell fire. God is no respecter of persons. My repentance will not answer for my children. Each one must repent of his own sins. My faith will not save them. They must lay hold on Christ for themselves. Being a child of Christian parents does not guarantee your salvation. Our Lord showed us Abraham's son in hellfire. David's wicked son Absalom went to hell. And so the two wicked sons of Eli. You may be the child or even the wife of a most godly man, and yet you yourself without Christ and hell bound. Relatives of the godly have no guarantee of heaven, and sons of the wicked do not need to go to hell fire. Each one for himself must decide such matters. Neighbor, in this list of those bound for hell, the wicked, the selfish, the hypocrite, the enlightened, the relative of Christians, do you now see yourself? If so, then you are branded for the fire. But the Lord Jesus wants to pluck you as a brand from the burning. He did that for me. Surely you want him to do that for you, don't you? Then right now, repent and tell him that you deserve to go to that furnace of fire. But you want him to save and change you, and that you now entrust yourself to him as your Lord and Savior. Be sure you will never end in those everlasting burnings. Neighbor, where do you stand before these words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God? First, people go to hell because of what they are. They are wicked. They are hypocrites. Are you wicked? Are you as deceitful as the hypocrites? The Word of God declares of your very heart, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That really takes all men in. We are all wicked hypocrites at heart and deserve hellfire. Second, people go to hell because of what they have done. Those who do iniquity go to that furnace of fire, as Jesus said. Iniquity, what is that? Hearken. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. It is to turn from God's way and go your own way in self-will. As a child, God told you to obey your parents, but did you? And so from childhood, throughout your life, you have rebelled against God's word and gone your own way. Jesus Christ told you of the two roads and commanded you to enter in at the straight gate. But did you? Why not? Just that same old God-defiant stubbornness and self-will. What will God do about it? Our Lord Jesus tells us that he has a furnace of fire for all who do iniquity. For no one can defy the living God and get away with it. Third, people go to hell because of what they have not done. God commands you to repent. And our Lord Jesus told us, except ye repent, ye shall all perish. Have you repented of your sins before God? And God declares, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Have you received the Son of God as your Lord and Savior? You do so desperately need him, and without him you shall go to hell fire. Why haven't you repented and surrendered to Jesus Christ to be your Lord? In your God-defiant self-will, you are what you are, you have done what you did, and you have refused to do what God commanded you to do. Neighbor, hear the cry of Jesus Christ. How shall ye escape the damnation of hell? And finally, people go to hell because they will not act in God's time. God says today, now. But in self-will, do you say, no one can push me into doing anything. If I want to do it, I will do it. And I will do it when I want to do it. And if you have vainly dreamed that since you had Christian parents and have learned so much of the Bible, you will be finally saved, instead of such giving you favor with God, it has intensified his wrath and will make your punishment far worse than others because you have refused so much heavenly light. Who then needs to be saved from hellfire more than you? I beseech you, neighbor, to beat your breast in self-condemnation and in repentance cry mightily unto God, oh God, have mercy on me, the hell-deserving sinner, and save me for Christ's sake. Then call on the Lord Jesus to save and change you to be one of his own and to live for him as you confess him as your Lord and Savior, and wait in God's presence for his answer. It may be in these words, I have redeemed thee, thou art mine forever. Then in heaven, you and I will be as two brands plucked from the burnings, and we will together praise the Lord Jesus forever for his grace to us. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
When you're counting the cost of your soul being lost, oh, forget not the flames and torment that lie just beyond death as you breathe your last breath. Oh, the torment, oh, the torment at last. Have you counted the cost of your soul being lost? Though you gain the whole world for your own, for tonight it may be that in hell you'll be lost. Have you counted? Have you counted?